Well, good afternoon, everybody, and let's talk Blue Raider athletics today. Mark Owens of the Athletic Communications Office joins us. And Mark, today is a new day for Conference USA. July 1st means two new members have come on board, Delaware and Missouri State. And just kind of from a 50,000 foot view, what do we know about these folks?
Well, I tell you, Chip, you know, they're both coming in football wise. They're both really good programs. I don't know if people really know much about them, but they ought to look them up a little bit. But Delaware historically has had a really good program. You know, that's where Super Bowl winning quarterback Joe Flacco came from, and they do a good job up there. I think they were like 9-3 or something like that last year. And just do a really good job. They're and we play them on the road. I think we play both of these teams in back-to-back games in October on Wednesday night.
Yeah,
Missouri State at home and Delaware on the road. Yeah. And Missouri State, you know, I didn't really know a whole lot about them, but in looking, you know, last year they were 8-4, made the playoffs. So obviously, they know about winning football games up there too. So both of them will be challenging, I'm sure, and they'll come guns loaded and everything. And, you know, in this new era with the NIL and the portal and all that kind of stuff, you never know what they've gotten. You don't know what they have or anything. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah. A couple of tidbits, Missouri State, they were kind of floundering a little bit in football. Bobby Petrino came in and kind of got them turned around. And then Delaware on the other side, you know, back in the day in the 70s and 80s, the only two times Middle ever played Delaware was back in those days when they were one of the powerhouses in 1AA football. Tubby Raymond was the head coach. They ran the wing T offense. And but University of Delaware comes in, and outside of Liberty, Delaware will probably have, from a financial resources standpoint, will probably be in as good a position as anybody, being the land-grant university for that state.
Yeah, that's definitely the one thing that I've heard the most about, is how that they will come in as ready as anybody could come in. You know, they're going to have the resources and the financial means probably to really navigate the NIL and portal and all of that. So, and I know they've been good in a bunch of other sports too. So, but you know, Chip, it'll be a good trip out there. I think, don't you like crabs and all that? That's good stuff?
All that kind of good stuff.
Yeah.
You fly into Philadelphia and you're about 40 minutes away. Now, Missouri State, not quite as easy to get to, but it's a place that we've gone a lot in both baseball, basketball, over the last several years. And they have terrific facilities at Missouri State, and their geographic location is, they kind of sit away from the University of Missouri. So they have kind of their own identity there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, again, just like Delaware, they'll come in pretty ready as well. Like you mentioned, the facilities, that's all I've heard about, you know, the facilities. And, you know, a lot of their other programs perform pretty well also. So, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to be quite the challenge. People think just because these teams are coming from a different level and getting started, that they're just going to be a pushover, but I don't think that's the case, because the game of football, college athletics, is so different now. So I think they'll both come in guns blazing, and I think the fans ought to come out and watch these guys. So
yep.
It's going to be two good additions, and you know, for the future of Conference USA football.
Yeah. So for at least a year, Conference USA will have 12 schools in the league. Mark Owens joins us today.
Yep.
That is it as we wrap up the week here on the Big G WGNS.